Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy day. Live from Parks Casino, Street Road, Bent Salem. It is Cuz Radio with the Junis, and it's a game day. And, you know, I've gone over this game a million times. You know, when I do this often before game day, where you play it out and play it out and play it out, and you try to figure exactly what it is. What? How do you suss it out? You X and O it, right? Well, every time I do it, it comes up Eagles. Every time I do it, it comes up Eagles in a monster way, even with the injuries. Let's take a quick look at it, right? So think about it. The Giants offense without Saquon is really limited to Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones trying to make a play. But Devontae Freeman's fine, you know, whatever. But he's not anywhere near what Barkley is. And so it comes down to Daniel Jones and throwing the ball to Ingram, who's a bit of a concern, and to his outside receivers, right? Slayton and Golden Tate. And those three guys are who the Eagles have to stop. So right off the bat, Slayton is their deep threat, who's, I think, a really good wide receiver. But he's neutralized by Darius Slay. Golden Tate is a rugged type of receiver who I think could do a little damage, but he's more rugged. And he's, again, at this stage of his career, he should be able to be handled. That leaves Ingram as the biggest concern, the biggest worry on the Eagles' defense. Now, Daniel Jones can use his legs a little bit, but ultimately, it's going to come down to, can he and Ingram, with a little Slate and a little Golden Tate, can those guys outscore the Eagles? I don't think so. In fact, I got to believe that Daniel Jones turns the ball over a couple times. I'm saying two. So I think you get two turnovers, and then on the flip side, it's a little bit more worrisome of the matchup just because of how banged up the Eagles' offensive line is. And I think the Giants have a pretty good front. But here's the kicker. Deshaun Jackson's back tonight. Now, you could say, you can't count him. Right, and I agree. You can't count him more than tonight. So it's not about going forward, it's about tonight. And I do think having Deshaun Jackson back only helps Fulgham, right? Now your tight ends are down, but you do, and Sanders is a huge loss, but Deshaun helps, at least he gives you speed, and that should help Fulgham and Ward. And as long as they can just protect Carson a little bit, I think you should be able to dart their secondary. And I think you should be able to score enough points by kind of going up and down the field. And you got to max protect, do what you kind of do. You know, you use these tight ends as more as blocking tight ends. And you move Carson. That's going to be paramount. You got to move him. And they did a good job of it last week against Baltimore. Though forgot it on the two-point conversion. But Doug needs to move him a little bit. And then I do. I think you got a pretty good recipe, even with the injuries, to be able to win the game and win the game rather comfortably. You know, you got to get a lead, and you got to force Daniel Jones to try to get frustrated and try to make plays. And it's certainly an Eagles defense sort of game. I know that You know, we've had our issues with Schwartz in the defense. Obviously, the linebacker spot, and that's going to be highlighted again tonight with Engram. But this is where the front has to get enough pressure and should get enough pressure on Daniel Jones to throw a couple picks and to really tip the field for the Eagles. And so, you see, I go, this is an exercise that I do ad nauseum before a game. And it's a little bit more in-depth because I don't want to bore you. But every way I X and O it and match it up, it comes out Eagles. And I would be devastated if they lost tonight. Devastated. Injuries are no excuse going up against the Giants. No excuse. If they should win, and they should win by double digits. If they don't, or if they don't win, I mean, listen, score is score. If they don't win, it's a disaster, and there were coaching mishaps. And or, you know, Carson was horrible. He's got to be decent, right? I'm not saying he's got to be Superman like he was last week, but he's got to be decent. He should have enough plays to get you down the field. Good morning, Chunis.
What's up, man? How you doing?
How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. I think it's the first time I'm like really comfortable and confident in a game, except for week one, and my heart was ripped out of me when they lost to the Washington football team. But no, ever since then, first time I actually feel really good going to win a game.
Well, you hear me match it up and X and O it. I mean, I don't know. You have anything to add on that or disagree with anything I said?
No, I mean, I think everything you said is spot on. I mean, the only thing that sometimes I can get concerned about when it comes to this Eagles defense is allowing a quarterback to hurt you with their feet. And I'm not saying Daniel Jones is some speedster like Lamar Jackson, but we've seen Daniel Jones be able to pick up first downs when everything collapses, which seems like every single play, right? We've seen Daniel Jones keep his team in game sometimes with his legs, and with an inexperienced linebacking crew that the Eagles have and a bad linebacking crew that the Eagles have, that's kind of the one thing that I kind of get concerned about. But you know, it doesn't take much for a guy like Davion Taylor, who was on the field last week against Lamar Jackson. They used his speed just to try to keep up with Lamar Jackson. Maybe they have him out there just in case late in games where Jones is going to try to use stuff with his feet. But that's not a four-quarter recipe for the Giants. That's really only late in the game. So that's kind of the only other thing that I would mention. But you're spot on. I mean, DeSean Jackson, use him as a dummy all game. I don't care. It'll help out Travis Fulgham. It'll help out these young, you know, tight ends. At least Richard Rodgers has been in your system for a few seasons now. He's not Zach Ertz or Dallas Goedert, but he knows the playbook, and I'm sure Carson feels comfortable going to him. So it's a recipe where I look at this game tonight, and I see an Eagles double-digit victory. Like, I see them winning by 10-plus points tonight.
You heard me. It's exactly what I said. It's a double-digit game, at least on paper. And, again, you know, the two key spots is Engram, right?
Yep.
A little bit of Tate. Engram, a little bit of Tate, and Carson protecting Wentz. Because without the tight ends, you're going to have to protect him so he can get the ball down the field. And to me, it's Ward and Fulgham and DeSean.
Well, maybe this is one of those games where Greg Ward has a big day in the first half because they're going underneath a lot to him, and it can set up a big play downfield for DeSean or for Travis Fulgham. So maybe this is a big Greg Ward day for Carson, the Wentz to Ward connection.
Well, fine. Yeah, that's good. It's got to be one of those days. I actually can see DeSean Jackson having some monster tonight. Like, you know, you don't expect him. He's just coming back. I could see him having a big monster day.
Yeah, as long as he plays more than a one quarter, right?
Well, exactly. That's my point. Knowing that he's played sparingly, knowing that he has been this bad, you know, as far as you can't count on him, I could see him having a big night.
So this is the return to DeSean Jackson for this season, this night right here.
Because think about it, right? The Giants' secondary is not a good secondary.
No.
You got Fulgham and who's now people got to pay attention to. DeSean's coming back. He's been limping. They look at him. He's not the same old DeSean. will try to, you know, we're not going to try to roll coverage his way. And I could see him popping off two long ones.
Okay, and that's perfect because Wentz has been finding Hightower downfield. The only problem is Hightower's not catching the ball, right? And you expect Deshaun Jackson, as good of a player he's been in his career.
Nah, he always tracked them. Nobody tracks the ball like him.
Exactly. So those shots downfield, that the one in the end zone that Hightower completely whiffed on 2 weeks ago, the one last week down the sideline, you know, those balls I expect Deshaun Jackson to catch and score touchdowns for, or maybe gets caught from behind, but... Yeah, I mean, maybe this is that big game because they have found ways to get it downfield. It's just it hasn't been completed.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, that's how I actually own it tonight. So are you, I mean, the linebackers are one thing, and we know about that. But this is a game where you have an advantage on the front. And I got to believe that the front goes a little wild and is able to get the Daniel Jones and force him into a turnover, no?
Yeah, I mean, we've actually talked
you're
about it.
Three safety look again.
Yeah.
That was better. I know they gave up, you know, 30-plus, but, you know.
It was better. It didn't feel like a 30-point game, right?
Right.
Yeah, they played better, and it was nice having Will Parks back, a guy that they thought highly of during the OTAs and training camp before he got hurt. So it was nice to have him back last week. But I think you're right, and we talked about it yesterday. You and I are on the same page. This is a game where I kind of expect the defense to actually score a touchdown. Like, I expect a touchdown on defense.
Yeah,
I'm not saying a Darius Slay 102-yard interception return for a touchdown like Lito Shepard. I'm expecting, like, an ugly play where Daniel Jones gets spun around and the ball falls out.
Yes.
And one of the linemen pick it up and score a touchdown, like, 15, 20 yards. I expect something like that. Yeah, the defensive front can get home. And we've seen them do it this year. They got to Joe Burrow, what, 8 times a couple weeks ago? They did get to Big Ben. They just didn't bring him down, but they got to him a lot. The front has been forcing pressure this season. So maybe this is one of those weeks where they can get to Daniel Jones and make something happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. So it's funny, and we'll talk to I'll give you some picks later. But I got Brad Feinberg, who checks in with us on Fridays to give us his props.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to join us tomorrow 1:15 like he does every week. He's the betting analyst for NBC Sports Philly. And we do the show at Parks. He joins me. So since we're not doing the Cousins Corner tonight, we're here now. The Brad gives you, how about this? You know what the total yards for Deshaun Jackson?
Oh, they probably have it low, don't they? It's got to be in the 40s.
Lower.
30s?
34 and a half.
Really? That's interesting. So I guess they expect nothing much out of Deshaun Jackson. I mean, I guess you got to take into account, is he going to finish the game? But yeah, I mean, if he's playing this full game, I'm with you. He could beat that in one shot.
One play.
Yeah, exactly.
34 and a half.
And I saw Wentz has a prop bet for longest completion of 35 and a half yards. So, boom, there you go. You parlay the Wentz-Jackson. Jackson over 34 yards. I don't know. Maybe you can.
I mean, that's Adam cool. Sandler, because he in the Uncut Gems, he had the in-game parlay.
Yeah. So maybe we could do something like that. You couple the Carson Wentz longest play is over 35 yards, and Deshaun's longest total yards is over 34.
Wow, that's wild, man. Anyway, we'll have you with all of the picks and kind of sussing out the game. But let me ask you this, because we did our X and O, we'll continue to do that throughout the day. But here's my question: Are you feeling it? Are you psyched for the game?
Yes, 100%. This you know me. I get excited about the black jerseys, so they're wearing the black jerseys tonight. I know you don't think those are the Eagles colors, but you know I'm gonna get psyched up for all of it. Right, Thursday night football. We've seen Eagles Giants on Thursday night before. The Eagles own the Giants, and I think this is the start of 3 straight wins. Is it going to be something that I am chesty about and bragging about, that the Eagles going a 3-game winning streak against the Giants, Cowboys, and Giants? No, because this division sucks.
Again, you're not. this isn't.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to be chesty.
No, not at all. But
there's no such thing as chesty.
But for tonight's game, I'm fired up for it. I expect one of those games, like we said, where the defensive front gets to Daniel Jones. It's almost like it goes back to our roots, right? We're going to see this tough defensive performance. I mean, I think the Eagles blow out the Giants. I don't think it's a close game, and I'm excited to watch that because I've had too many, you know, heart attacks, not just this season, but even last year. There wasn't an easy win for the Eagles, and even the losses were brutal because it was so close and there were so many mistakes. Just this last week, the two-point conversion, that was an awful play call. I think this is the first game in a long time where I'm feeling good after the first quarter, where I go, yeah, all right, this is going to be a nice put-your-feet-up kind of night.
Oh, I agree. I
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you, dude.
When's the last time we felt that?
Yeah.
Everything's been a damn grind every single week with this team. Even their wins, they go down 17-0, they have to come back. And that's awesome. It's well and good that you came back, but I don't know. How about you go up 17-0 and then you continue to pile on instead of letting them come back?
Yeah, I agree, bro. I agree. I actually agree with you. You know what's funny is that I look at it and I go, I'm excited because it's Thursday. Like, if it was a Sunday game, 1 o'clock, I'm in. But am I, like, thrilled? Nah. Dude, let me ask you a question. Because I just looked at the Parks app here because we're here. Evan Engram is, get a load of what his over-under is for yards.
Well, based off your tone, it's got to be low because you're laughing about the linebackers and their poor play. I'm going to guess it's also in the 30s.
I mean, Evan Engram is 39 and a half.
Yeah, that should be a stone over. Especially if you and I are on the same page that this team, that the Eagles actually blow out the Giants, that means the Giants are going to be throwing the ball a lot too. That also means a lot of sticks defense. That also means a lot of soft coverage. That means Evan Engram getting 8 yards and nobody even being close to him when he catches the ball and he falls down.
Yeah.
So you get 5 8-yard completions in garbage time. You hit the over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty wild, man. That's pretty wild. Anyway, we'll have all that stuff later. Just since I'm here, I'm looking at it and go, wow, that's pretty wild. It kind of caught my eye a little bit. So as we sit here going further and look at the temperature of the fan base, and this is what I really want to get to. You know, when we're on a game day and it's a Thursday night or a Monday night, it's, you know, one of the weeknight games that we're excited. The town is usually abuzz.
A-B-U-Z-Z.
You know, we're like, all right, Eagles football. Now, we're not used to 1-4-1. We're not used to that.
No.
However, you know, nothing. There is a way out of it. And the way out of it is win the next 3 games. You win the next 3 games, you're going to be, you have a stranglehold of the division. And I know it's whatever, but again, that's what you play for, just to get to the playoffs.
Right.
And so I'm curious, simple question, right? You in tonight? Like, really in? Not just, I'll watch, but are you excited? Because I'm just looking at the board now, and our first caller, who's going to be coming up fairly soon when we go to the phones, is Mitch from Phoenix. Now, Mitch is an old-school Philadelphian who moved to Phoenix. Now, he's got a little bit of that old-school...
Okay.
Yes, the okay thing going.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it. Because, listen, he's been through the wars, so, you know, it takes a lot to get him excited. But right off the bat, he goes, I'm not feeling it. And we're going to talk to him about this. And I'm curious because it's still a prime time game. It's a Thursday. Like, what are you doing tonight that you can't get excited for the game? Right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you got to get fired up for tonight. And Ant, you mentioned something. You said we're not used to 1-4-1, and you're 100% right. But something that we are used to, even though it's very early in the season, and sometimes I mock it, but you know what? It's the mantra that this damn team has played with over the last 3 years, and we're used to it.
Yeah.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Yeah. And is tonight not the perfect night to do that?
No, it is.
Where we're talking, people keep on talking about how the Eagles are such a bad team, and they're such a bad division, and they go, you know what? Well, we're going to be 500 before you know it. We're going to be 4-4-1.
I think that's
something that, you know what? Screw it. I'm behind it at this point. I laugh at it, but I'm behind. That's what they like to get, you know, get up for, so go for it.
You know, again, like, here's the thing. It's game day is game day. Right? Think about it. I know it's not optimum and we're not going Super Bowl, you know, but game day is still game day. And today's game day. And I want to get nuts. I want to get chants and I want to have fun, man. Life's too short. 610-632-0975. That's the tenor of the day. We're live at Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Selma Sportsbook. Don't forget, download the Sportsbook app. Cuz Radio with that man, the Chunas, on a game day. All right, now I have a serious thing, a life-saving message from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance. The pandemic changed our way of life, but we still have control over our health, especially when it comes to colorectal cancer. This disease is often preventable with screening and highly treatable when caught early. Still, 1 in 24 will be diagnosed with this disease in their lifetime. And it's the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States when men and women are combined. If you're over 45, get screened. If you're experiencing symptoms, get screened right now. Screening is safe. Some tests can be done at home. So visit quiz.getscreened.org to find the testing options right for you. Remember, colorectal cancer can often be prevented. And if it's caught early, you got a 90% chance of survival. Getting screened is vital. It's safe, and you got options. Take control. Get checked now. Do not procrastinate. Visit quiz.getscreened.org. Again, quiz.getscreened.org right now.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, 11:30 live from the Sportsbook here at Parks Casino, the 444 Sportsbook and Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Hanging out on a game day. Our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Hyped up. I don't know. Thursday Night Football. We got a game. Fox, Joe Buck is in town. Crazy schedule Joe has. I don't know. It's big. It feels big. Buck and Aikman. I know the Giants, and it's a, you know, kind of a funky matchup. But I'm telling you, man, I'm excited.
You got the black jerseys tonight, man.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't like.
I love it.
It's not Eagles. I still don't get that.
Love it.
I know a lot of people do. What do you love about it?
Oh, that's cool.
Well,
hey, it's a night game, right?
Listen, black's always cool, right? Like, I love the black jerseys. However, they got to be part of your color scheme.
Yeah, it's got some green there on the sleeves.
But again, you know, come on now.
I got you.
All right, let's go to our next guest. He'll be here tonight doing the pregame show at Parks Casino. That's right. our man, home of the Gun on One podcast and pregame show with B. West and Devon, D-Gun. D-Gun!
Anthony, how you doing, man?
What's happening, baby? You ready for tonight?
Thursday night football. I can watch football 7 nights a week. You know me, man.
Yeah,
I'm just a football junkie. I can watch it 7 nights a week. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love it. And again, we got a game tonight. And I know it's been rough at 1-4-1. But listen, you're an Eagle fan. It's Eagles, Giants. You still got a hell of a chance. I heard Mikey say yesterday that they have a over 50% chance to make the playoffs and win the division. So you know what the task ahead, D-Gun. Win the next three, and it begins tonight.
It's imperative. You've had enough excuses, and even as depleted as this team is, these next three, two against the Giants, one against the Cowboys, very winnable games. You have to win these games. There can be no ties. There can be no losses. You should be sitting at, 4-4-1 when these next three are all said and done, because after that, the next five after that are like murderer's row.
Yes. Yes. And this way, you feel good about yourself. You get a little bit of a rhythm. So here's what I like. Now, let's go through X and O, all right? So let's start with the Eagles' offense. Now, I know no Sanders, and you got no tight ends. Now, Lane's going to give it a go. You heard that, right, D? You've reported that stuff, so which is a big deal. You got, and I love Deshaun coming back, because even though you can't count on him long-term, right, until he's actually playing long-term, I like him tonight. It's a great matchup against the Giants secondary. I love Fulgham, right? And I love Ward, who's very defendable in the slot. So if you can just, the Giants front is good, but if you can just protect Carson, I think you'll be able to throw the ball real well against them. And I can see Deshaun having a big game.
You know what? I agree with everything you just said, but one word you included in there, the word if you can protect Carson. Yeah. If right now is the biggest book in the dictionary, because you're right. The Giants up front, my goodness, Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, Marcus Golden. I mean, they can get it. They've got 15 sacks. They can come after you. And I'm interested in seeing, the Eagles wide receivers match up. Their secondary is not that bad. When you talk about James Bradbury, Jabril Peppers, and Logan Ryan, it's not that bad. As the offense has been killing this team.
No, you're right. I mean, but I do think there is an advantage. Like, it's okay. But I do think you can throw on this team.
I've seen it.
100%. Yeah.
But you have to keep Carson upright and breathing. Don't let that man stand in that pocket. Please do not let him stand in that pocket. Let him get outside. Let him use all that athleticism.
I said that earlier, yes.
This man's taking a beating the last couple of weeks. How much more can he sustain?
Yes.
You know, he took 16 hits against the Ravens, and 6 quarterback sacks. Get that man out of there. If he's able to freestyle and wheel and deal from the outside, I think that overall game, the passing game, will be much more effective.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Now, defensively, here's the thing. All right? Now, you know that their run game without Barkley is not good. Eagles are good against the run.
Yeah.
So here's my only concern is two guys. One, I know I got Slay on Slayton. He's a terrific receiver, but I got Darius Slay, and I feel good about that matchup. But Ingram is a problem.
Yep.
And to some extent, Golden Tate, because he's a prideful player, and I can see him being active tonight. And that means you got to get home against Daniel Jones. You might have to pressure him, Jim, to force some turnovers, because he will turn the ball over. And I just think if you can just keep Ingram from killing you, you got a big advantage on that side of the ball.
The tight end situation, to me, is one of the biggest storylines. Do not let Evan Ingram open. Now, Evan Ingram, the last couple of years, has been injured. But when he is healthy, he's one of the better young tight ends in the game. Very athletic, can separate, good hands. And because the Eagles don't have linebackers that can cover tight ends, I guarantee you, Jason Garrett and those people have been studying that left and right. And when you talk about a Golden Tate, the one thing about a Golden Tate, he's a physical guy. He is a tough customer to deal with. You know, so who's going to be over him in that slot? And you know what? You look at the Giants' last three games, they've played opponents tough. And, of course, Riverboat Ron Rivera gave him a game against Washington, going for two instead of going for the tie and try to force overtime. But you know the Giants are going to get it right. I like the fact that the Eagles have not lost to the Giants since 2016. If I was a betting man, I'd bet the house on the Eagles tonight, no question about it. But this is a game that still makes me nervous because of the injuries the Eagles have had and because of some of the inconsistencies and some of the weaknesses they had. But I thoroughly expect the Eagles to beat this team. If you can put up 28, 29 points on the likes of Baltimore and Pittsburgh's defense, you should be able to put up 30 on this Giants defense, because I don't think their offense can sustain drives to keep the Eagles offense off the field.
Ah, yes. There it is. That's right, D-Gun. That's right. You're dead right about this. This is how you're going to do it. By the way, I was talking about it earlier. Adam Schefter reported that the Ravens are trading for Ngakoue.
Unbelievable.
They're also about to sign Dez Bryant to the practice squad.
Unbelievable. I mean, the rich just keep getting richer, you know. And, you know, I still think Kansas City is the favorite in the AFC, but Baltimore, you add Ngakoue and Dez Bryant, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. Kansas City gets you Le'Veon Bell, so...
Oh, it's
an arms race.
In the AFC.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, we're playing for the paltry NFC East, that meager division. But, look, they can snag it, man. So, I'm curious. I'm glad you're hyped up. Give me the lay of the land for the pregame show tonight.
Well, we got, obviously, B-West, Devon, myself, can't wait to get up there. Love being at Parks Casino, a great facility, great time. We're going to do our film review, as we always do, as well. B-West and I pick a different play or scenario of plays to discuss from the previous game. And, of course, you know me and B-West, we're going to go at it. You know, it's no holds barred when B-West and I sit side by side. All I can tell you is always expect the unexpected when we get together for a pregame show. And I'm having a lot of fun with it, working with two great guys, two knowledgeable guys, and we're having a lot of fun, man.
That's fantastic. I love it, brother. Listen, have a great show tonight. Tell the boys I was asking for them. We'll be listening and look forward to your commentary, and we'll get set for a little Thursday night football, brother.
Yes, sir, man. You have a great day and a great show as well, man. Always.
Thank you, buddy,
for having me on every Thursday, brother.
Appreciate it, my brother. D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. That's right, the Fanatic pregame show after Mikey Miss. I know Mikey Miss is going to have a big show, and then we'll have the pregame show. It's a fun day. Like, I love this, like, the weekday game. It's special, and, you know, like, I'm not going to give you the cliche, throw records out, but, I mean, it's fun. I get a game like this today, I'm pumped up.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about it yesterday, whether or not we like the Eagles on Thursday night. The moment, like the day, I love it, right? I'm like, oh my God, they're already here. It's then when Sunday hits and they're not on, and then I have to wait 10 days till I see them again where I start feeling that lull. But right now, immediately, Thursday night football, yeah, I'm in. I can't wait to hear Buck and Aikman, too.
Yeah, I know. How about Joe Buck's schedule?
Yeah, 11 games, 12 days, 5 different cities.
That is wild. It is absolutely wild. I love that music, man. Pavlov's dog. I start to salivate. Something about Eagles-Giants, too. Love the Eagles Giants.
Yeah. Right? And we've had this conversation when we talk about Eagles Cowboys. To me, growing up, Eagles Giants is the bigger rivalry for me as a kid, because the Giants were, you know, good. I hate the Cowboys, and I always will, but for me growing up, you know, I was young when they won those two Super Bowls, and it drove me insane. I remember my division. I'm watching the Giants, watching Tom Coughlin's face, you know, red.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you, brother. No, I hear you. To me, it's Cowboys, but I get why you would say Giants.
Always hated Tiki Barber.
But you still, well, listen, next week, we got Giants to Cowboys back to Giants. I mean, those are three fun weeks in Philadelphia.
How about that? Yeah.
Over Halloween.
Yeah, think about how the season ended last year. It was all division games.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the game that gives them hope and ultimately gets them in the playoffs was the Cowboy game again.
Yep.
And it's going to, listen, you know, Washington and the Giants aren't good enough to win the division. As
correct.
Bad as it is, they're going to struggle to get to six wins. So it's going to come down to the Cowboys again. It's going to come down to next week.
Yeah.
And whether or not they should beat. I mean, right now, I mean, Washington here at Parks, you ready? A 1-point favorite Sunday over Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Washington football team here at Parks, 1-point favorite.
You know, it's going to be, I wonder what the line is for a guy like Terry McLaurin to score 2 touchdowns. Or for Kyle Allen to throw X amount of passing yards.
Yeah.
Because that Cowboys secondary, you know, we didn't see much out of Kyler Murray and the Cardinals because they didn't have to. They got up big and then they just ran the ball. Murray didn't throw for 200 yards.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, that game, like, they looked like they were just playing with them.
Uh-huh. You're 100% right.
They just toyed with them. They looked like they weren't the least bit concerned about the game.
Yeah, they're like Andy Dalton, really?
Okay. They knew they were so much, but they could score at will against their defense.
They finished with 30 plus points.
Back.
Yep.
All right, let's get back to the phones, brother. Let's go to Dwayne in Richmond. Our man, Dwayne. What's happening, buddy?
Hey. Andrew hit it on the nose. It's exciting for Thursday, but when Sunday hit, I'm going to be kind of down. Because it's going to be a while, to, you know, that waiting for the Eagles to come back around.
I agree.
That's the only part. But I'm excited about, I'm really excited about the day. And I think, you know, I think we're going to win by 14 points. You know, I just don't see, with the way we played against the Steelers, the Ravens, the way our young guys, you know, perform. You know, even though we lost, you know, I don't see the Giants hanging with us. And I understand what you're saying about Ingram. Like you said, Slay is going to hold Slayton down. Ingram is a concern. But other than that, I don't see them, you know, really hurting us. And I think Carson Wentz is just getting more confidence and better with these young guys each game. So I don't really see how this is going to be too much of a game. Maybe I'm missing it, but I don't. I really don't. So
I feel the same way, brother. I do. I feel the same way. I look at it and I feel the same way, man.
Yeah, I just don't see. But you know what? I would rather see Avante Maddox in the slot. I don't like him on the outside. I think he should be. I think you should have Slay on Slayton and Maddox on Golden State. You know. And Ingram, I don't know. You can't put the white snake on him, but I just think those are the two guys. Is Shepard playing?
Yeah, he'll play.
Oh, he'll play? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I just think it's going to be a blowout, man. I mean, I think we're going to win by 14.
I agree with you. I look at it and go, and to me, there's an easy way to play defense. Like, you sussed it out right there. Right? You got your you're going to go with your three safeties, right? So
right.
you gotta that's how you gotta go attack Ingram. I completely agree with Slay on Slayton. And then it's like, I need to control the other guys, but I need to get pressure on the quarterback. You get Daniel Jones, he's gonna give it up.
He's gonna give it up because he didn't even, I remember the first game, he really wasn't putting no pressure on Haskins. You know, and you know, so you got Daniel Jones has shown when he's under pressure, he makes poor decisions. Poor decision. So you got to pressure him. I don't know what it is about Schwartz that he doesn't like pressure. I'll never understand it, but you got to put pressure on him. And another thing.
Dude, you know what's funny you say that because you're right. You go, why is he? Like, he likes pressure from his defensive front. Like, oh, okay. But you know that sometimes you got to generate it and you got to force the issue with it, you know, by bringing an extra man. And To this day, I agree with you. It makes, he kept talking. When I first had him on, when he came into town, he thought, oh, we're going to throw fastballs. I go, all right, Jim. It's like Jamie Moyer.
One more thing. Let's get Boston Scott out of his face. I want to see him in space. Let him create. You know, I understand you got to run the ball up the middle, you know, through the gaps. But I think we should get Boston Scott out in space, and I think that helps. Because Carson Wentz got to get the ball out fast. He got to get the ball out fast. So
I think the Birds
gonna win by 14. Excited for the night. Always good listening to you guys.
D, great talking to you, brother. Enjoy it, my friend. Enjoy it. Michael, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey, what do you say, man?
Listen, I said go Birds, but my game day was ruined.
What happened?
I woke up this morning. I bought two tickets Tuesday on SeatGeek, and they're standing room only for $60. Now, I looked at around the whole stadium. I couldn't even see a standing room only thing, but there was two tickets, $60 a piece. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I sent it in. And this morning I got an email that I'll be refunded in 3 to 5 days because the barcode on my tickets are not valid.
That's a huge loss.
That sucks.
It was a huge loss. I mean, The last time I've been to a sporting event was, I was at the last Sixers game. The Sixers.
Were you really? Wow.
It was a very weird, I'm a big Sixers guy. I love the Birds, obviously. But it was a very weird.
That was Detroit, I think. They played the Pistons.
The Pistons. I knew it would be a weird night when Christian Wood had 32-7.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. But, no, I'm the same way.
I think the Birds, they win by 14, maybe 17. I think Boston Scott has a big night. I was going to say that before the previous caller. I love him in space. But if you remember last year in that second half of that comeback, he was a big part of that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, he was.
You guys betters?
Say again?
Do you guys do FanDuel Sportsbook?
The Chudas does. We do the parks here.
Okay, well, 10 wins you 150 on Chase Arcega-Whiteside, anytime touchdown score. Call me crazy, block it in. Him and Golden Tate both scoring touchdowns today.
All right, there you go. You got a little Golden. Listen, I said earlier I like Golden Tate. I'll give you DeSean Jackson, though, dude. I'm going to go D-Jax. Over the top.
Because he can't stay on the field. I like Golden
Right.
Tate.
Right, well, everybody's saying that. I like Golden Tate, too. I think you're right about that.
Every guy that plays against their former team always goes crazy, and especially if the Giants, they got nothing to lose. They're going to be throwing it all day, and it's going to be the Golden Tate show. That's just what I feel like is going to happen.
Yeah, I like it. What are you going to do for the game now? Listen, go have fun. Go out. Go with your buddies. Yeah, no. You got your buddies? Go hang out. Watch the game.
Yeah, I might go out. With the money that I got refunded, I just threw it down all on bets tonight, so hopefully something hits, and I'll get a little even better game.
Good luck, buddy. I hope you win, man. Take it easy, right, brother. Take care. That's funny. That's right. We here at Parks, the sports book here, gives you great odds for all those bets. Here you go. Here's one from Parks Tunis that I'll give you. How about DeSean Jackson to score twice? Plus 1,600.
Oh, my God.
You all right on that? That float your boat?
Yeah, I'd say throw it down like a, you know, a 10-piece or something.
I could see him, you know, you throw $10, win 160.
That's not bad, yeah.
There you go. All right, we'll come back. All your calls, it's a game day. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Chunas and I hanging from Parks, Cuz Radio, and the talk about the Bagster. Yes, let's throw the Giants in the Bagster. I was going to say Jim Scheme, but man, that's not right. That's a violation on me to do that. But Bagster tonight, it's a Bagster game. I'll take double digit win in the Bagster game. Call it the body Bagster game, like back in the day. Hey, the Bagster works, all right? It's a genius product because, listen, you don't think about waste, right, when you're doing some stuff at home, some kind of local home improvement stuff, right? You don't think about, oh, we're going to put all the stuff. We're going to put all the landscaping. We're going to put all the mess. Well, that's where the Bagster comes in. It's sold at Home Depot and Lowe's. and it costs $29.99. That's it. All right, you buy it, and then you fill it with everything, and it holds 3,300 pounds of weight. So it gives you the strength of the metal unsightly dumpster, but it's a bag. And then you call Waste Management. They come get it. Takes seconds. It's a brilliant concept, and it just works, and it can handle any of your cleanup. So whatever you're doing at home, maybe just fall cleaning, or maybe it's something else, like a room remodeling, landscaping. Check it out with the Bagster. That's right. Anthony Gargano tells you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's 1:30. Live at Parks Casino later tonight. Don't forget, so right here, keep it on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mikey Miss, Tyrone Nat coming up, of course, at 2 o'clock. And then at 6 o'clock, the pregame show with Brian Westbrook and D Gunn and Devon Givens. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't make sure you keep it right here. Real quick, maybe it's Devon, but I was talking Sixers earlier. But I meant to mention this the other day to you. I love Jameer Nelson as a member of the organization. He's going to be a scout. He's going to do some work in Delaware. I think it's great. Jameer Nelson.
Yeah, he's one of those longtime basketball players. Somebody brought up not too long ago Andre Miller.
Yes.
As a guy. Like, you know, Jameer Nelson, another longtime point guard in the NBA. Obviously he's got the local ties here. So yeah, I like it too. And he's playing the league, so hopefully he gets the respect that he deserves from some of the guys on this team. And, you know, hopefully he continues to work with Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. I mean, I like him a lot. I like the fact that you get more basketball. I think Elton has done a real good job of getting a lot of basketball people around. You know? He wanted to upgrade the basketball portion of it, and I think he's done that. I think that's pretty good. All right, here's the deal. So we got like 20 minutes left in the show. And I don't know. I'm just pumped up. It's Thursday night. You know, we got football. It's great, right? So, blow off work early, whatever you got to do. Let's have some fun. So, I need to hear from you guys. Right now, we got a couple people, and then we got the open lines. We're very busy all day today. And I want to end on, like, energy, all right? So, I want you guys to give me what's going to happen tonight. I asked you the question. Did you run that as a poll, Andrew?
No.
Whether you were in now?
No.
Right. I was just curious if you're in for tonight's game, emotionally in. Because I could say I'm emotionally in tonight. Can you say that?
Yes. Like, I'm going to be ravenous tonight. I'm going to be probably over the top for a 1-4-1 team, but I don't give a damn because the division is still obtainable, and the Eagles are the far better team than the Giants, and it's the first time I feel comfortable since week one for a win.
And that's what I'm talking about, being emotionally engaged tonight. And I get it. Listen, believe me, if you're not, I get it. I don't understand why. You know, if you're a guy that you go, you miss it out. Listen, I understand it. I get it. They don't deserve, you know, the whole freaking out, leather-lunged EAGLES at 1-4-1. However, I look at it. It's a Thursday night. The season's still alive. And again, it has nothing to do with them, but the fact is their season's still alive. So, I mean, it's the Giants. I mean, think about the Giants that you hate. You hate the Giants more than the Cowboys, which is amazing to me. But if I said to you, give me the five Giants you hate the most, who are they?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm anti Tiki Barber. I can't stand Tiki Barber. I like him as a man.
See, I hate straight hand.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like him as a man, right? He does the Fox stuff. He's been in my living room for a long time, but as a player, couldn't stand Michael Strahan. You know, I was always anti Eli, of course. I mean, why wouldn't I be? Super Bowls.
Nah, he was a hate. You were talking about a dip. He was a dip.
could not stand.
Seriously. He had no personality. His brother had all the personality.
Yes.
Right? You look at Peyton. Peyton had personality. Eli is a complete drip.
Yes.
No personality. Nothing.
And then probably number one on my list, Amani Toomer. Could not stand Amani Toomer. And he wasn't a bad player, right? But I couldn't stand Amani Toomer.
What about Plax?
Yeah, Plaxico Burress is definitely up there. Dope.
Plax is one you almost got to take pity on because he shot himself in the leg.
Nah, I go dope.
Well, I mean,
that's all.
To be that stupid, to put the loaded gun, in the sweats.
Yes.
So he had the sweats on, which made the gun rattle around. And that's how he shot himself in the leg. Like, that's one of the all-time dopes.
Yeah, he's an all-time dope, for sure.
Right? But again, those Giants, I think about how raggy they were winning two Super Bowls. Right?
Yep.
Except for the one because it's Spags. But,
and I'll give you three names, and you'll understand why I couldn't stand them, because, my God, were they talked about way too much. They all played one position. Brandon Jacobs, Derek Ward, and Ahmad Bradshaw. How many times did you hear that Earth, Wind, and Fire reference with those three guys?
I know.
Hey, I hated it. So, growing up, and plus they were part of the winning team, so I hated all these guys because the Giants were the better team in the division for me growing up, which is why I can't stand the Giants. Now, over time, I've developed more of a hatred for the Dallas Cowboys because I hate Zeke. I can't stand looking at the nose ring and all that kind of stuff.
My cousin and I were talking about this. Zeke might be... might be the greatest all-time Cowboy hate.
Yes.
Except for one, Deion.
Yes, because he's got the stupid nose ring, the stupid hair. He does the eating thing every first down. The belly shirt I can't stand.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I hate the Zeke.
Everything about him I hate.
Well, I'll give you a hate, all right? A giant hate.
Is he a tight end?
Yes.
Is his name Jeremy Shockey?
Couldn't stand him either. You want to talk about a Fugazi Shockey?
I remember him throwing the football in the stand, throwing his helmet all over the place, his long hair.
They acted like this dude was going to be what Gronk was.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
He was not that good. He wasn't.
No.
He wasn't that good. Fugazi Shockey. Miami, the whole thing. I hated Jeremy Shockey.
I hate OC Umanyora. He had the beef with Shady, right? It was Shady and Umanyora had the beef.
That's correct.
So I'm anti-OC. There's a lot of guys I don't like. And they really never won it. You know, they won those two Super Bowls, but since then, right? Like, they haven't done anything the last couple of years, but I still can't stand them because it goes back to my youth.
That's right. That's right. All right. Cut real quick, and then we're going to get back to the phone lines. And I want some passion to send this off. How are they going to win? What are you feeling? But let's take a look from this game from a betting standpoint, Tunis. Let's dig into our Parks app. We like to give our picks and our plays. So here we go, Andrew. The line has held steady at 4.5. Now, I got to tell you, I don't see how... I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but I like the Eagles. I'll put it like that. How's that?
Yeah, I do too. I think it's going to go up right before kickoff. I think it's going to be somewhere a lot of people start laying up on the Eagles. I think it could end up at 5 or 5.5 because it dropped because of all the injuries that came out. But when you start thinking about it, game planning it, like you say, the Eagles are the better team.
Yes.
And I think it's a double-digit game. I'm almost thinking about getting an alternate total.
for this game. An alternate spread.
An alternate spread. The Eagles minus 10, because that's what I was thinking as well.
Yeah, double digits.
Plus 185.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I got a 17-point win tonight.
That's funny. I had that marked down. As a 17-point win.
How about that?
I had 33-16 as my score.
I'm 34-17. Isn't that amazing?
Are you kidding me? And we don't talk about that either.
No.
We do our own stuff. Here we go. Let's look at some props. I'm going to start off with the props I really like, and that's DeSean Jackson over the 34.5 yards. I like Evan Engram over 39.5 yards. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I like that a lot, too. The Evan Engram one, again, if the Eagles go up big, it's going to be soft defense from Jim Schwartz. And Evan Engram is a guy that can definitely get open. But there's one that I really like, and it's for Carson Wentz. And his total pass attempts is at 34.5.
Really?
He has gone over in every single game except for one. And, of course, it's the only win against the San Francisco 49ers. But you had a running game in that game. Miles Sanders is out. I think this is a game where Carson Wentz goes over again, the 34.5 passing attempts.
Really?
Yes.
What's the over-under for Boston Scott? 49.5 yards. That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
Clement, 20.5. Can Corey Clement get more than 20.5 yards?
No, I think he's totally shot. I don't think he could even break one for a big run. I love Corey, but I think he's shot. He gets to the line, he's done. So, unfortunately, I would go under. I don't even think he could break a big one. Hopefully, I'm wrong.
21, he can't hammer out 8 carries for 23 yards.
I mean, I guess he could. He's the number 2 this weekend, or today, behind Boston Scott.
I'm not asking him to break off a Sanders run. You know?
Yeah, you're asking for a fourth of a Sanders run. And boom, you hit it.
That's what I'm saying. All right, to score a touchdown, I like DeSean Jackson to score 2 touchdowns at plus 1,600.
That's not bad. I think it's definitely possible. But I'm going to go. I have the two that I've been talking about. I like the Eagles defense to score a touchdown today.
Yeah, I could see it.
I think something weird happens where Daniel Jones just sort of loses it late. Especially if the Eagles are up big, right? He's gonna throw an errant pass to try to get something going. So I think the defense could score. And the other one, I'll stick with it. Jalen Hurts to score a touchdown, man. I think it's possible.
Really?
I saw it at plus 800 on Tuesday. It's at plus 650 now.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna score a touchdown.
I'm with you, Ant. Like I don't want him on the field, but I think Doug is gonna find.
Is he a red zone possibly? Like, how do you see the score? Like, is he, like, so you think he scores a red zone?
Well, they tried it last week and it didn't work. But that was against the Ravens.
Listen, I think the kid is shifty and he can move, but it gets tight down a red zone.
Yeah, here's I'll try to think. If Doug is...
What's the scenario?
Right. All right. I'm going to give it to you. So if you're Doug Peterson, right, and you're admitting that you're going to try to get Jalen Hurts into the game more, what is it? Where are you going to watch the tape from? You're probably going to watch what the Saints do with Taysom Hill, right? That makes sense. Now, Taysom Hill is a bigger-bodied guy than Jalen Hurts, but the touchdown that Taysom Hill scored 2 weeks ago when they were on Monday Night Football, all it was a bootleg right. And then he just tucked and sprinted in. It looked like he was going to pass. Maybe he was designed to throw, but Taysom Hill loves to just tuck and run because I think he's afraid to throw. I could see something like that for Jalen Hurts, where you design a bootleg right for Hurts, and if there's nothing there, he just tries to go into the end zone. And they ran that inside the red zone. So if I'm Doug Peterson trying to get Jalen Hurts involved, I'm watching what the Saints do.
Yeah, but he's small.
Yeah, I know he's not the same build, but I guarantee you Doug will say, I can do what the Saints do with Taysom Hill with Jalen Hurts. I'm not saying it's right.
I don't think it's going to work.
All right.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
With that prop. I like your defense. That's got to be, what do you get for defensive touchdown?
I see it at plus 500.
It's light, no?
Yeah, it's light, which means maybe something happens.
I like that pick.
Giants are at plus 600 to score defensively.
No. The only thing I worry about with the Giants is Ingram or Golden Tate. They're my worries with the Giants.
Now, does J.J. Arcega-Whiteside have somebody fumble the ball into his hands and he scored another touchdown?
No. I heard them talking about that. That's asinine.
Somebody scored. Somebody hit big over the weekend on Sunday. An Eagles
fan. I saw
that.
Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's just a raggy. He's not. Listen, you got Jackson back. You got Fulcrum. You got Ward.
Yeah, he's on the field.
And
off the field.
You know what I mean? So, and you got Hightower. He loves to see the field.
No.
There's no need to see Ram to see the field.
What do you think about the total? 44.5. I can't. I guess my score is over.
Yeah, mine is too, but I'm not even in love with the total.
Yeah, Thursday night football games have been hitting the over a lot this season. So maybe that continues, that trend continues.
Yeah, it's something weird has to happen for it to go over.
Yeah, there would have to be like a weird defensive touchdown for the Eagles. I mean, I think Carson has a good game today.
So do I. I mean, I hate to say this, like, because I don't want to not jinx it, but you know I'm getting at. They should not lose the game tonight. If they lose the game tonight, it's over, but that would be one of the most embarrassing losses ever. I don't care about injuries or anything. You match these up, they should not lose.
Oh, I agree with you. I got
the
one more.
Line's too light.
I got one more for you that I'm intrigued by.
What do you got?
We know that Carson loves his tight ends. And I was talking about this with you, I think, before the show even.
Groom?
Yeah. No, not the Croom. Richard Rodgers has been the Croom. Richard Rodgers has been on this team for, what, 3 seasons now? So he knows the offense. Over under 30.5 yards for Richard Rodgers. He's number one tight end.
33.5 yards?
30.5.
Yeah, I love the over there.
Yeah, that's what I thought, right? Unless he completely goes away from the tight end. And you said it earlier, and you're right. He's been going downfield more this year, Carson.
Yeah, but, you know, I could see Rodgers catching 3 balls for 36 yards.
Yeah.
You're not asking him to get an Ertz 100.
Right, exactly.
10 targets. I'm saying 5 targets, 3 catches, 39 yards. Right?
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. Here's your picks for tonight.
I'll give you one more.
How many more are you going to have?
No, I got one more. I want to run this by you. Last person to score a touchdown. If it's a funky defense scores a touchdown game, plus 2,400 for the defense to be the last person to score a touchdown.
That's your play right there.
Daniel Jones fumbles. Sacked,
BG rumbling into the end zone.
Plus 2,400.
That's your play. That's your goal lock. I'm not your lock, but your goal. That's your celebration.
It's your money maker right there.
There you go. Your millie maker, as they call it. Do it. Do it. Do it, Junis. All right. Let me hear what you got. And then we're going to go to the... Well, let me go to the people first. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you see tonight, Eric?
Yeah, I see a big Eagles win tonight. I think this is a game that we come out and we just pound them. I mean, we have to pound them. Like, we can't squeak by this weekend and be like, oh, well, we beat the Giants. No, we got to pound them. Like, this is a game we got to come out and just pound them hard.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling like. I called at the perfect time because I got a player prompt for you.
What you got?
They got DeJuan going tonight, DeSean Jackson going over, under, total receptions. Guess what they have it set at?
I'll say they had it 2.5. 2.5?
2.5. Over, under, 2.5.
Over.
He's got to go over. He's got to go over. I mean,
I like it. Go over, baby.
And I'm thinking that he's going to have a big game tonight because they got Fulgham now. He's looking like our number one.
Yes.
My
theory is, wow, you're a brilliant man. I like it, E. That's good work by you. Let's go.
All right, hold on. Now that we're getting pumped up, you got to hear the bells before we go.
All right, let me hear it.
Another game.
Natalie. All right, let's try that one more time. Working on the fly here.
On first down, pass
pass to Celek. A whiff on the tackle by Phillips, and Celek gets a block and will cruise in for the touchdown. Here's an onside kick try, and it's hauled in. It is a good play. It belongs to the Eagles. Vic sidesteps a sack, and now we'll take it right up the middle of the field. Slides down head first inside the 10. Vic on a quarterback draw. Touchdown, Philly. And we are an extra point away from a seven-point game. We just had the two-minute warning. Eagles have no timeouts left. Here they come again on a blitz. Pass wide open. Caught. Macklin. Touchdown. And DeSean Jackson, who has averaged 14th best in the NFL, 8.7 yards per return, has not returned one for a touchdown this year. Waits. And it's a line drive kick. Jackson bobbles it and now has to try and recover. DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? DeSean Jackson still not in, and now in for the touchdown. No flags. Unbelievable.
Pretty awesome, dude.
Gets a block! Gets a block, Nicky! He gets a block!
Coach Al! Eagle Super Bowl! Look, Rich Rod, he doesn't have an earth disease, right? He's not gonna fall down every catch, right? He's gonna catch the run.
Rich Rod, dude, I literally got 15 seconds.
Eagles, Eagles, birds all day, all night.
Yay!
From the Fighting Barrel of Bristol, the one, the only, Coach Al.
The Sean go long, Eagles Super Bowl.
Yay!
It's the Sean go long, Eagles Super Bowl. Listen. Have fun tonight, all right? Enjoy it. It's football. It's Eagles. Enjoy it. Stay tuned. Monkey Miss coming up next. Have fun tonight. Be careful. And we'll talk to you about the game tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.